Coast to coast on the World Wide Web, this is Trot Radio on StandardbredCanada.ca. You know, harness racing has its roots at the old fall fairs. That's where the genesis of our game is. Sadly, harness racing at fall fairs is becoming a very rare species. But there are some that continue the good fight. We'll talk to a gentleman over in Markham, Ontario, who is trying to keep the game alive at its grassroots level. That's on the next edition of Trot Radio. Fred Crawford is with us on the other end of my line, trying to get racing to the Markham Fair. Fred, welcome to Trot Radio.
Thank you, Norm.
Tell us about your attempts.
We've had racing since, the middle 1800s. At Markham Fair, but it seems like every year it comes down to the same item, and that is the cost of running a meet during the fair. We've lost as much as $10,000 for one day of racing, which doesn't seem right.
How does that money get soaked up? The purses wouldn't be an issue, I wouldn't think.
There's so many other things besides the purses. We pay out $6,500, $1,500 of which is donated by the Ontario Harness Horsemen Association. So our expense on the prize money is $5,000.
Yeah.
Now, in order to put on a meet, I'm not even considering the upkeep of the racetrack. And we've had greyhound racing, we've had quarter horse racing, we've had standardbred racing at the same fairs.
Right, right.
Not considering having to do repairs on the racetrack, the $10,000 is actual losses.
Insurance, everything else, right?
Not even including insurance, believe it or not. But we have a great association with the Corth of Down, and they lent us a new starting gate last year, free of charge. Never cost us a cent.
Nice.
However, $900 to transport it from Peterborough to Markham and then back again.
You couldn't drive the thing?
No, because your starting gates are not licensed for the roads.
Oh, okay. They used to be.
Yes. We used to have Evan Wills from around the Kingston area, and he would drive it down. But then the insurance companies came along, and of course, I believe that our whole life is run by insurance.
You may be right, Fred.
What happened is that Evan Wills, he has five or six starting gates rusting away down around the Kingston area.
Oh, boy.
Sitting in his lot. The insurance to drive one of his starting gates is $5,000 a day, he told me.
Oh, my. So you're running into a lot of problems in terms of being able to keep the books balanced, certainly, with running racing. And how has that obviously affected your attempts at bringing racing back for another year at Markham Fair?
Well, right now I've got a meeting next Monday with a committee of the Fair Board, a special events committee that oversees everything that we put on for entertainment during the fair, to determine whether it's going to go to the Fair Board itself as a recommendation to continue this year or cancel this year.
What has been the feeling you're getting from those committees and so on? Are they positive about the idea, or are they saying, boy, you're really going to have to sell us on this one, Fred?
Well, it's on the basis right now of selling us to them. There's certain things that are not included. Like, we have one gate, or two gates, actually, for people to come in and pay admissions.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know who is coming in to watch a Western show or who's coming in to watch standardbred racing. I have no idea that maybe there's 700 or 800 people that are coming in to watch the race.
So you really can't quantify it to the powers that be.
No. Yeah. So we only have one chance to make ends meet, and that is through the admissions.
Now, do you have paramutual wagering?
Yes.
Okay.
That's the extras, because once you get into the paramutuals, then you have to have a judge, and you're talking $300 to $400. You have to have a secretary to put your meet together. That's $400 to $500.
You need an announcer.
You need an announcer, which we're lucky. We have the gentleman from Corth of Downs, who is an excellent
announcer. Evan Lokes, yes.
Yeah, Evan.
Good guy.
Down, and then you have your video, which is required for the finish, to make sure you have a video finish. And that's $250.
It makes you long for the days of Chappie Chapman, the only legalized bookie in Ontario at the time who used to work the fairs. It can't be that as expensive as bringing in a guy that will actually legally take book on some fair races.
I know. And then to get the machinery to run the par mutuals, which also has to be tested and approved by
CPMA.
Just renting the machinery is $1,000.
Oh, my.
Now, we have to have a telephone hookup between here and Quebec because the gentleman that owns the machines has to stay in his office in Quebec overseeing the whole thing. The telephone call is, I think it was $250 last year.
So, Fred, let me interrupt you for a moment.
Sure.
With all this hassle, and I assume you're doing this because, like the rest of us, you love this sport, but I mean, what else would motivate you to try and go through all this gigantic hassle to bring fair racing?
Well, no, I wasn't alive, let's say, 300 years ago.
No, I don't believe you were, sir.
No, but the racing itself, I think, goes right back to the beginning of the agricultural societies. Farmers would get together and they'd say, I have the best cow, or I have the best sow, or I have the fastest horse. And all these things happened very early in the life of the agricultural fairs. Mm-hmm. And there's very few of these that are still in existence.
So what you're saying is what we all suspect, and I know, I should say, is that harness racing has been at a grassroots level formed and come to fruition through the county fair, fall fair system, let's say.
Yes.
That's where its birth really took place. You're going to present this to the board, when is it, next Monday?
Next Monday night.
We are going to wish you the best of luck.
Thank you, Norm, very much for contacting me.